Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So I appreciate the time you're spending with me. I know there's 3,000 other shows you can be listening to, which shows in this one. I appreciate the time, again, that you spend listening to me. Although I don't even know if I'd listen to me, but that's beside the point. Anyway. No, in all seriousness, I mean, I really do appreciate the time. I know, you know, time is precious. People come and go. And you know what I mean by that, right? I mean, I there's people that I haven't seen in a while, and, you know, well, I get this little notice that so-and-so passed on. Okay. So time is precious. Yeah. Anyway, some of you that are in the States where they're having some extremely cold weather, bad snow, and that kind of stuff. Check on your neighbor. See if they need anything. See if there's something that they need that the you can provide for them. You just never know. Just you simply checking on somebody can make a world of difference in someone's life. You know? All right. Back at it. Back at the happy stuff. Right. Yeah, let's talk a little bit about this woke Disney cartoon. I touched on it in the last hour. But they tell kids now, I've seen clips of it. We're radio. I'm not going to play you clips. But the woke Disney cartoon, the clips don't only tell the kids that slaves built this country and demand reparations for them. It goes on even further. Because it's a quote-unquote proud family. It's teaching your children. Now, hey, China would never allow this. They would never allow this to happen. You heard earlier that the Israel was going down this road. When they saw what it was doing to their kids, they stopped it. Right? Because they saw what was going on. Now, the latest episode of Disney's children's series, Proud Family, let that sink in, teaches kids that America was founded on white supremacy, tells white kids that they owe black people reparations and money. Now, the episode called, and you know what's funny about this? We'll get into that part of it later. Who took it away from them? Who took their freedom away from them? Who took the 40 acres of the mule away from them? Why don't you do your homework and find out. The episode called Louder and Prouder shows the kids in the series learning about Juneteenth. And in the episode, the kids also learned that the town was founded by a slave owner. That town of the gabillion towns here in the U.S. All right. After learning this, the children perform a song about how they view America and its history. The song begins with, "This country was built on slavery," which means slave built this country. The line is repeated over and over and over again. I mean, it's disgusting. No, I'm sorry. It is disgusting. And some of you are going, well, don't you think? Yeah, sure. Slavery was abominable. It was wrong in so many ways. But don't make it sound like this is the only country that did it, number one. Okay? Number two, as Larry Elder would say, you are not a victim of slavery today. Yeah, let me see. Maybe I can play this. You guys might enjoy it. I don't know. You're a little weird. Yeah. Oh.
This country. Tilt this land.
Here we go.
This country was built on slavery, which means slaves built this country. Tilt this land from sea to sea to sea. First it was rice, tobacco, sugar cane. Then when they did his thing, and cotton became cane. And we were its soldiers, 4 million strong. Fighting for America's freedoms, even though we remained America's slaves. Built this country. The descendants of slaves continue to build this. Slaves built this country. And we, the descendants of slaves in America, have earned reparations for their suffering. And continue to earn reparations every moment we spend submerged in the systemic prejudice, racism, and white supremacy that America was founded with and still has not atoned for. Slaves built this country. Not only field hands, but carpenters, masons, blacksmiths, musicians, inventors built cities from Jamestown to New Orleans to Vatican, Washington. 40 acres and a mule. We'll take the 40 acres, keep the mule. We made your families rich. From the southern plantation heir to the northern banker to the New England ship owner, the founding father, former president, current senator, the Illuminati, the New World Order. Slaves built this country. We had Tubman, Turner, Frederick D. Then they say Lincoln freed the slaves. But slaves were men. And women. And only we can free ourselves. Emancipation is not freedom. Jim Crow, segregation, redlining, public schools feeding private prisons where we become slaves again. As we celebrate Juneteenth for the umpteenth time, our account is still outstanding. Because this country was built on slavery, which means slaves built this country. And we demand our 40 acres and a mule. About that. You can keep the mule. Keep the 40. We're taking our freedom.
I don't even know where to go with that. 40 acres and a mule taken away from you by Andrew Jackson, a Democrat. Okay? He turned that around. He took it away from you. A Democrat. You know, the ones that say they love you, the ones that say they're there for you, they've never been there for you. Look at what they've done for you. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Country wasn't built. All right, so you could say the country was built by slaves, but break it down. Asian, Chinese, Italian, Irish. Go down the whole list. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do. You know, the, I'm sorry, it was an answer when you guys during the break, which I probably shouldn't do. It takes too much time. You know, when I'm not going to go down the road, and please, I'm not making fun of anybody in particular. But you send me emails during the show. First of all, I got to check them and make sure they're right. I got to make sure what you're sending me is true and real and makes sense. Right? But, you know, when you send me this stuff, I can't just jump all over it. But give me a little bit. Let me check it out. I'm not ignoring you. I don't think you're, not discounting you. I shouldn't have to do this. Or some people say, don't bother doing this. No, I do, because I don't want people to think I'm just ignoring. Unless you're so crazy, so outlandish in what you're sending me. And sometimes I do read those. I don't say who sent them, but I read them. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate your time. So why does Gen Z hate America so much? I don't even have to look through the whole part of the article to know what they're being taught in school, which is why they hate this country. They're being told about how bad this country is, how terrible it is. You know, for a country that's so hated, it's amazing how many people are trying to get here for a better life, for a better way of life. Think about it. Even if we're as bad as you say they are, we are, you've still got people trying to flock here by the millions. Wonder why that is. Are they all mentally deranged? Maybe we shouldn't let them in. Right? What do you think? Previous generations, you know, we used to call them rebellious youth, right? Yeah, he's just being rebellious. Always a topic with the old folks. And we always complained, you know, remember, our fathers, their fathers, your grandfathers, the kids today, they have no respect for the country, for authority. I mean, we always, but there wasn't a hate. There wasn't a hate. Right? Something has changed, though, in the last few years. I don't know, the older generation should be far more worried about the kids today than they were back in the 60s and 70s. No, in all sincerity. You know, if you did that, go get the clips from Tiananmen Square. If you want to, protest in China, you truly are taking life in your hands. You don't have that right. Even as an American, because some of you are dumb enough to think when you go to another country, you have the same rights that you have here. No, I said dumb because we've talked about this so often. A recent morning consult poll found that only 16% of Gen Zers say that they're proud to live in the United States. Millennials were at 36%. Hey, guys, what is there, another 140-some-odd countries? Feel free. We don't shoot you for leaving our country like some others do. We don't punish your family when you leave. Take them all with you. But these numbers should set off alarm bells for most of you. In the last 10 years, there's been a sharp decline in national pride. It's not an accident. It's deliberate. I think it's an attempt to destroy American patriotism, destroy us from within. Which is really funny because those same schools and colleges that are teaching kids how bad this place is, in other countries, they wouldn't be allowed to teach. They get to teach here because it's what they wanted to do. The state didn't give them a test and say, okay, you will be a this, or you will be a that, and you're going to... No, you chose your profession. All right, you chose it based on the passion of your heart. Do you think that Putin or Z or any one of those guys care about the passion of your heart? And then you go against the government. You only got two things going on. You're either going to get shot in the head, or you're going to be put in a camp for the rest of your life. But no, this country is terrible. The numbers should set off alarm bells, right? I mean, it should make you think three times over. We have more and more kids now sitting, ignoring, talking through the Pledge of Allegiance in the morning at schools than ever before. It's amazing. Well, you're in a school built by American tax dollars, built under the order of the U.S. Constitution, so to speak, because education was a big part of this. Teachers are getting paid in U.S. dollars. I mean, I go through a whole list if you think about it. You're protected by the U.S. government, but the U.S. is terrible. Got it. All right. Yes, we do have a lot of mental issues in this country. Right? You want to, they're trying to replace it with their ideology, so to speak, right? In 2013, 8% 2013. 85% of Americans as a whole were extremely or very proud to be an American. Today the number's down to 63. And it wasn't until 2016 that number even dipped below 80. Right? Sometimes it was in the high 80s, high 90s. Part of this was all the garbage being put through social media about how bad Trump was and taking the country in a bad direction. I would like somebody to call 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I will not go all over the place with you. I'll hang up on you first. But tell me the things that Trump did that was so, a thing, that Trump did that was so bad for this country, that hurt this country. This is not an accident. The indoctrination happening in our schools and higher places of learning, it is planned out. It is a strategy. You know, somebody just said in the chat room, karma is coming for them. I don't agree with you. I don't agree with you because who's going to administer that karma? You have to have people willing to fight. Some of you know me personally. In my own school board fight, I've seen it for 14 years now. I get inundated with emails and phone calls, and parents will call me and they'll start complaining about something. And they don't show up at a school board meeting. Or if they show up for two. They don't get what they want. After two, they're done. My voice doesn't count. No, you know why? Because you let your voice get drowned for decades. And if you think for a second that you're going to come to two meetings, city council or board, and everything's going to be fine, there's something wrong with you. Joe Mancini, your host. Be back in a minute.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is firm on the U.S. response to China's possible surveillance balloon.
We've made it clear to China what we're going to do. They understand our position. We're not going to back off. We did the right thing. And there's not a bad question of weakening or strengthening. It's just the reality.
He said he does not expect the situation to change the country's relationship with the Chinese. The U.S. military has been collecting debris since the shootdown off the South Carolina coast over the weekend. Republicans in the U.S. had been calling for the Biden administration to shoot the balloon down days ago. More than 3,000 people are dead after two massive earthquakes rocked Turkey and Syria. The first quake was a magnitude 7.8. The second tremor, just below that, at 7.5. Turkey will observe 7 days of national mourning following the devastation. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, because you need to be part of the conversation. That's it. Works out the best for everybody. Right? So appreciate your time with me. Appreciate the time you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the convo, as they say. Well, it's everybody else says. Anyway, I really do appreciate it. All right. Trying to find out why Gen Z hates America so much. But we know why. This is what they're being taught. From people, think about how kids are influenced. They're in school during the day. Teacher hates the country. Not all. Numbers are bigger. In high school and junior high schools, and even in let's say grade schools, right? K through 12, the ratio of conservative teachers to liberal teachers is 12 to 1. Yeah. For every 12 liberal teachers, you got one conservative. And, God bless them, for the most part, they'll say it. I came to teach. I didn't get caught up in politics. Well, so what? You're in it. You need to fight for those kids. You say you love those kids. Fight for them. Don't allow them to be indoctrinated. Don't allow them to be fed with the message that isn't true. This is nuts. Number show, complete lack of knowledge of the rest of the world. When you look at how many of these kids know what's going on. We talked about it earlier. Most kids don't even know what socialism is. They think it simply means you take care of the old folks, the widows, the orphans, and whoever else, anybody who has a need, whether they want to work or not. That's what they think socialism is. Now, how are they learning that? Why aren't you parents straightening them out? The United States is still the freest country in the history of humanity. The country that set the example for true republic representation. show you what a true constitutional republic, how a true constitutional republic should operate, and for freedom of all.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't for the black folks.
No, it wasn't. Show me the perfect person. Bring me the perfect person. Bring me the perfect regime, administration, whatever. You can't find it. It doesn't exist. And even you little snowflakes running around pointing your finger. Yeah. Yeah. You got a lot of perfection going on in your life. Pretty full of yourself, aren't you? Anyway. This country has been a beacon of hope for legal immigrants for decades. I mean, think about this. We're only a couple of hundred years old. And people will fight to get here. They'll give it all up. They'll sell everything they have. Oh, so you're okay for illegal immigration? No, I am not. The immigration system has to be reformed, has to be updated. But that doesn't mean I want to open the door to everybody, every how, every way. And they don't even realize it. The kind of privilege it takes to hold that opinion is mind-boggling. Right? It was people in school, these kids are being taught that their success or success is based on, you know, your skin color, where you were at, your privilege. Right? And frankly, the mere fact that you were born in this country is not privilege. Look, if you don't believe in God and things happen because they happen, how are you privileged for being born in this country? It's the luck of the draw. I don't even know how to put it if you don't believe in God. Okay? They don't know the struggle that people across the world still go through to be free today, right now. They believe we're a terrible country. They've never, you know what I'd love to ask them? Have you been outside the country? Where do you get your information? What makes you think that Iran is a better place to live than the United States? They don't know. They have simply been taught to hate this country and equate liberty, freedom, success to whiteness. And frankly, you parents, you've allowed it to happen. Why aren't you talking with them? Why aren't you trying to straighten them out, if you would? If you look at the last few years especially, let's say the last 5 to 8 years, the takeover of curriculums of public school, I see it, a part of it, across the country, where they push the idea that America is not just, it's just not great. And then they try to squeeze in the 1619 project on the curriculum. A lie. One has been disproved by black scholars. And all our founding fathers were terrible and nasty and bad. I mean, it's just amazing. Aside from being wrong, it's so myopic. People who push this idea think that they are worldly. They've never even left their living room, for God's sakes. They don't know what goes on in other countries. And I don't even know what, you know what? Deep down, Americans are very patriotic people. I think young people are too. I think it's like I started to say before. You know, they're with their friends. They're with their people that they love during the day, the teacher that they respect. They're with their buddies. If they don't go along with this line of thinking, or at least if they don't speak it, they're considered weird. They got to the point in this country where young people are admitting to anything that's outside of, what do you want to call it? Outside of the norm, outside of the cancel culture, outside of the fad for the moment. They're bad people. Right? They're bad. If you break with the pack, you break with your teachers, you say America is the greatest, whoa, you can get an F on your paper. Wrong thinking. Bad grades when you don't respond the way the teacher wants you to. Now, again, let's get something clear. I'm not talking about every teacher in the classroom. I've had teachers kind of flag me down to tell me what they think about me. up there, you know, on the school board in a positive way. I'm always shocked because I'm up to the point now where I was thinking that they didn't exist anymore. There's a lot of great teachers out there, people. Don't paint them all in the same, you know, same vein. But they would be great teachers if they would stick up for their kids. Don't indoctrinate them. Don't allow them to go through that. Answer their questions honestly. Tell them the truth about the country. Yeah, we've had dark times. We've done some terrible things. But if you listen to the 1619 people, you listen to the people on the other side of the aisle, if you would, we've never had a good, we've never been great. We've never done anything good. Right? I mean, the Civil War, where we lost hundreds of thousands, whites fighting for the freedom of the black. Now, some people would say that Lincoln wasn't just for freeing the slaves. And that's that would be a true statement. No, no. Can we just, let's get real here, okay? Can we talk? No, it wasn't just about freeing the slaves. For Lincoln, too, it was keeping the Union together. The Union could not divide. But he could have jumped on the side of the Confederacy. Okay, well, you know, give them some slaves. You can have, like they do today, you know, California with certain areas. Like you had to have so many women, so many blacks on a corporate board. You're gonna have so many slaves, depending on how many acres of land you have. They could have worked out something, but no, he wasn't having it. Right? The millennials and Gen Zers are the first generation. They were raised with cancel culture. That the more noise you make, the more you act like that spoiled brat. See, these were those brats in the supermarkets that were screaming and yelling at their mom that she was going to give them a candy bar, whether she wanted to or not. All right, final thought. Get involved. Get engaged. Help these kids figure it out. Come and see your host. Be back in a minute.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe McKee, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's what I want you to be, part of the solution, which means you have to get engaged and involved. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, let's get back to these. Yes, we'll move on from the Gen Zers, right? The very interesting, you know, I mentioned Wall Builders and Patriot Academy a lot. And recently, Dave Barton and team put up 24 stories of Black American heroes. And these were forgotten. These were heroes that we forgot about. Right? So they assembled a whole collection of these stories of Black American heroes. The left never talks about them. right? Barton joined the Todd Starn show to tell the audience about the collection. But what ended up happening was, guess what? The, you know, if you look at the collection with the 1619 Project and other woke attempts to retell history, it goes against what they want to do. So Facebook pulled it down as false information. So I guess we still can't. It's one of the reasons I don't want to do anything on Facebook, and I keep telling you guys that. I don't respond. If you're listening and watching me on Facebook, God bless you, but you're better off going to my website. You'll get more of a response there. We have a live chat room. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can, so much you can do there. But I am not. I am refusing. I am not going to feed Facebook in any way. Yeah, well, look, we used to get 250,000 views an hour. No, was it a week per hour? Right? So you're talking close to a million views a week for a three-hour-a-day show. And they crank that down. I've lost several pages. I'm done with them. I'm not going to beat my brains out with them. No, I'm not quitting. I'm not a loser. But I'm not, you know, I used to have an old joke about the hold button. Why would you start, if you've been on hold for 35 minutes, waiting to speak to somebody to help you, why in God's sweet earth would you start arguing when you get the person on the phone because you've been on hold for so long? Because if they drop you by accident, you've got to wait another 35 minutes to get back on. So don't be stupid or prideful. Anyway, so, you know, you talk about them trying to retell history, remake history, tell it in their point of view. It's not real history. It's their point of view history. Because, you know, under Marxist ideology, they only believe that there's oppressors and the oppressed, and therefore, oh yeah, don't forget the heroes, who aren't really heroes when you look at what they did. And therefore, the narrative that they want to tell black Americans is how they've all been oppressed. When the reality is, some of the greatest American heroes are black heroes of American history. Right? And it's true. There are so many genuine heroes. Barton went on to say that, you know, genuine American heroes that largely are just left out of history books, and certainly with millions and millions and millions of Americans, there are so many great stories we could highlight. See, here's the thing. If you tell young black Americans, I don't care, any of them, and you want to switch it to Italians, you want to switch it to Germans or Irish, you know, there wasn't only a blacks need not apply. Remember, there was an Irish and an Italian need not apply either. And I can use some of the vulgar words for the Asians need not apply. If you keep pounding into the head of young black kids as to how bad they have it, how bad their people have had it, how they've always been just slaves, how they always, the white man, have always held them down. And now you start feeding them with some of this garbage that you see going around. Right? And the noise and the violence and everything else. Look, more Baltimore cops were shot. Or shot at. Right? The more and more what are you teaching them? That they're valueless. Their lives are valueless. They are valueless people. That is not what you do with them. You need to teach any young person that the opportunities are there for them. I can sit there, look at, I can sit and name off dozens and dozens of very successful black businessmen. Dozens and dozens of black legislators. Tim Scott's story, Senator. As he says, truly a great grandson of slaves in this country, and now he's a senator in the country. And there's black folks who don't like me listening right now going, oh, so that makes it all okay? Didn't say that. Those are your words, not mine. But there was a time where you probably would have been horsewhipped as a black person even thinking about running for an office. mentioning it in jest. Anyway, there's 20 of these great stories to tell. You could have a field day every day telling one of these stories. There are 20 days in the month. Not, you know, you got the weekends, remember, gone. 20 school days in the month. You could tell one of these stories every day. Right? But it's so sad that these individuals are totally ignored. You know? I know one of my favorite stories is about the black patriot that was with George Washington in the boat. Right? And nobody knows about him. James Armistead. So, again, without him, we wouldn't be a country today. What a great story to be able to tell the kids. What a great story to be able to tell some of the young black kids as to what took place. You know, you check out history. The Republican Party was founded back in 1856. It was the party of equality. It tried to give the voice back to black Americans. They weren't having it. We're not the black Americans. The Democrats weren't having it. But see, that history is not told. Look, you don't even have to take sides. How about a history class that strictly or simply lays out how the Democrat... Notice that when they talk about taking land from the Native Americans, right? And they talk about what was done. The Trail of Tears? Well, who drove that? Who made that happen? Who was okay with it? When every black family was to be given 40 acres and a mule, who took that away from them? Who stopped them from getting that? I'm not giving you the answer. You have to look it up on your own. Who stopped them from getting that? Right? It's just amazing. It just doesn't stop. You know why it doesn't stop? Because we keep letting them get away from it. We let them get away with it, I should say. Head over to wallbuilders.com. Check out their store. There's so many books, short books that you can read. God forbid it's long. But you go ahead. There's a lot of stuff you can read in it that'll make sense to you. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. All right. Last story. Coach in a black school had to drop to his knees and apologizing for what? Recruiting a white quarterback. Yeah, God forbid we recruit the best person for the job. Football coach Quinn Gray is under fire after he recruited a white athlete, Marcus Stokes. A four-star high school quarterback. Turns out the young man was seen on a video signing along to a rap song, which included a racially charged word. One that we will, you know, that I'm not going to repeat. I have enough problems. Stokes had previously lost a scholarship offer from the University of Florida after the video went viral. He offered a sincere apology and said that he accepted the consequences of his behavior. He said, I was in my car listening to rap music, rapping along with the words, posted the video on social media. Deeply apologized for it. The words are in the song. So do these songs now, maybe they should come with a warning label saying, listen, if you're white, please don't repeat the N-word. We really like that you're giving us money, that you like our song, that we're using degrading terms. Right? Okay. I got to ask Zoe that question. If it's such a bad word, if it's so hateful and nasty, why do you call each other? Come and see your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.